I wish I'd recorded this last piece, to be honest, but I just clicked it on again if there's any more PSs. But we've just been, and I may include it in the mastermind chat, the WhatsApp group. It's the PS group here, and we've just been saying that this is the second half, the yin of the yang of Jin. We've been doing it solo on the yang side, and it's now yin time to join the solo with together, and to join the doing it the long and hard way with the short and at light speed together way.
Mm-hmm. I've connected with Heather several times over the last couple of months, personally, privately, and in groups, and she has this unbelievable gift, and I'm a squirrel guy. I can see squirrels, but she has this unbelievable gift to keep me on task, on focus, on vision, like no one ever has in my experience. She's just laser, and I bring a lot to the table, and I know it's my job, but man, you got somebody in your court that can keep bringing you back to center, keep bringing you back to center, keep bringing you back to center. Well, your center, it's what you've already asked for, and she's going to help you let it in. It's always going to be me that lets it in, but she's going to keep me on the road. I don't care how long it takes.
Just to recap a few others, Laura Jean said this is what she was looking for when she joined, and I had shared that I too was looking for it, and hence why I built it. Interactive, facilitated, guided, step by step, so it's not going to take us 20 years of 2 days events to learn this stuff, nor know each other's dreams. But in 2 months, we will knit our dreams together, dream doubling, and have daily, weekly feedback on where you've got caught in the success cycle and how to get unstuck and alchemize, transform failures, traps into success, wins.
So with Heather, even when I lose, this is my suspicion, and I know I'm right, because of your language to me is crystal clear. Even when I lose, I win, because there is no lose and everybody wins. We've already won. Her language is in the present, if you notice. She's not talking about someday we'll get to what you put your money down for. Her language says you've already won. You are a winner. You're here. You've arrived. By arriving, you've arrived. So, you know, Abraham Hicks talks about it all the time. You talk in the present, and all the teachers talk about the manifestation doesn't happen in the future. It happens now. And her language is now. So just understand and hear that and feel that. The moment we've already asked thousands of times for what we want. It hasn't shown up because we weren't ready for it. But we've shown up again, and we're ready for it, and it's happening now.
Right now.
So appreciate that.
How do you achieve anything in the future? Become the person now who already achieves it. And as you regulate your vibration right now, as our brother Hugh has tag teamed with me to invite you to do, feel your vibration expanding ever into the person who already achieves what you wish, who already feels the happiness that we really all dream of at the core. Be here now, be fully you now. Feel your vibration expanding. And if and when and whenever this vibration ever shifts or changes, which it does, because vibration is impermanent and ever changing, know that you can always anchor back to the cellular, vibrational, kinesthetic memory feeling of this vibration, and simply gently invite your vibration to return into the now of your highest and your best. What the big G made you. God don't make no junk. Mm-hmm. You're it already, right here, right now. It is literally in the palm of your hands and in the vibration of your cell and in the dance of your soul to be the absolute fullness. It's not best you as in figure something out and accomplish. The absolute fullness of you right here, right now, and always. One other thing I'll bring forward that wasn't recorded for people who are catching this, and again, only for you to really get that you have $1 million or $1 billion in the palm of your hand of this success mastery. I will requote Hugh when he said many years ago to KT, when he first listened to your wish as your command, "Where have you been all my life?" And when he received my transmission in Denver this July on stage, he felt and said the same thing. Where have you been all my life? This mastermind can be and will be on my watch, and it's up to you on your watch to be equivalent to a mastermind with KT. For us to download and know all that we wish to know. KT and beyond, all the counsels of the people who guide you the best, the Buddhas, the whoevers that are your highest and best. It can, and on my watch, already is, and it's up to you on your watch to be the highest vibration this mastermind could possibly be. We have already won, and I don't throw that around lightly. I mean it very concretely. Chills and goosebumps from Ben. Thanks to all. I'm just seeing a brief, any other questions? I'm just going to pause.
Heather, I wanted to say one more thing. I've been in Jen since 2013. And I've been waiting for this moment. Thank you for everybody.
Jonathan, I just want to echo what you're saying. And I love how your touch, because I've got it in my throat too. But I just wanted to mention that Heather, when you first talked about this in Punta Cana, I was, yeah, I'm there. How, show me. let's make this happen already. What's the holdup? And then in Denver, to be completely honest, I got a little bit of sticker shock. I was like, ooh, okay. And so I, as always, I have an open mind, but I entered with a little bit of skepticism. But I love how on this call I feel the warmth in my heart. And so I'm thank you so much for having this call. I am confident now that I am in the right place and that I can now bring the best version of myself to this mastermind, because I was holding back a little bit with my skepticism. So I'm glad that everyone else has been so open and sharing, and it allowed me to get to that point as well. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to say that with you, I started from the beginning, 2009, one of the people that started then, you know, with no website coming. And I was really, really excited. I was just so excited about this. And then when I talked with, when we met in Denver and we talked, that excitement came up again, and it's here. Where are these tears coming from, darn it? But I'm really excited to be here. I really am. Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Jonathan, I also joined in 2013 as well. And that was right when there was somewhat of a shift in Jen. Yes. And my brothers here in Tampa, Tim Nelson and everyone who was in the local chapter meeting, just wrapped their arms around me and said, doesn't matter what happens to Jen, we are going to keep doing this because we believe in it, and we believe in the material, we believe in each other. And so that was what started started us off, my wife and Carrie, and Heather, I felt the same thing on stage in Denver. I was like, oh my gosh, you've got visuals and you have this, you know, the vibration that just comes down from top to bottom. That one, that was it. And the goosebumps. So I think the hair on my arms have grown because I had so many goosebumps in Denver. But Jonathan, I get what you're saying. And it's like, we have learned so much, and it's just, Heather, the timing is just so right for Carrie and I. And I'm so excited about this. And then Hugh and I came, we met in Denver and we connected a little bit more. And I see, fellas, I see your face all the time at the meetings, but it's not like this. It's different when we see each other on the screen.
Yeah.
And we feel this mastermind. It's a different feeling. And I just love it. I absolutely love it.
So I want to remind everyone that, and I said it before today, and I'm going to say it again, because it's all that matters. Everybody's all hyped up about what they're asking for and asking and asking and asking. Hey, honey, you've been asking all your life. You've been asking every day, all your life. It's the asking isn't the problem. The problem is the allowing, the opening of the door. It's all stacked up against the door. And because of our wiring and our training, that we've trained ourselves into the bad habitual things, or the things that haven't served us, I guess is better said. And we're working on becoming more and opening. But when you open, when you're clear, you turn the knob and you open the door, and it's always been there for us. And it's happened to me. It was, my story is a little miraculous, but it's everybody's story. I just happened to find the doorknob. I don't know how. And I'm just blessed to be here. I got my son involved. I got my wife involved, and my daughter has all kinds of stuff on the go on her own. She's with me in spirit. She'll be with me along the journey. But turn the doorknob. Just reach out. You've already asked. You don't have to ask anymore. Stop asking. Just allow. Just, if you don't meditate, get a daily practice going. Just find a way to quiet your mind, because a neutral mind is so much more powerful than a negative mind. And that's when things start showing up. The quiet voice in the mind, the quiet whisper, the guidance comes through. And God bless the mortars and, you know, the leadership of this club. God bless them. And God bless the interim people that got us to where we needed to be.
Yeah.
And God bless Blaine. God bless Blaine. Jesus, he's been there right on through. And the life force, the lifeblood, and all the people that keep things rolling in the background. So you already are it all. Take all the time you need. Take a day, take a year, take 10 years, take two lifetimes. But just find the doorknob.
Thank you to you and to all. And I want to just, as I do, come back to the vibration that Jonathan transmitted, and Lisa transmitted, and Laura Jean, and others, Alan, in the, I've been waiting for this, or this is what I've been looking for. And not to again do this, but to tune into what was it that was missing? Not a complaint vibration, but an awareness vibration. Was it you were feeling alone? Was it you were feeling solo? Was it you were feeling overwhelmed with audios? Was it you were feeling you had to do it all on your own? Was it you were getting stuck, but you didn't know why, how, where, or how to get out of it? It doesn't matter what the answer is. But from a clearing standpoint, it's healthful to tune into what was the pain that has been there that you can actually now let your subconscious know you've found a solution for, that you have arrived. So you no longer have to hold on to the vibration that you may have been feeling for the last 6 or 7 years. And to really, you know, Jonathan, Laura Jean, Lisa, others, it's like, wow, okay, you tell self. Let self know, let subconscious know, wow, that fill in the blank that I didn't even realize I was missing, or maybe I did. I have that now. I've loved myself enough to find it. The universe loves me enough to deliver it to me. I'm supported. It's okay. And really get, not just in this moment, thank you, of expression, but really get in your DNA that whatever was missing before, you now have in spades and in hearts and clubs and diamonds. Yeah. Beautiful. Final PS. And thank you, Lisa, by the way. That was the other acknowledgement I wanted to do, is everything is welcome here. And appropriate sharing. I don't mean everything is welcome, like blah, like barfing over the mastermind. And you didn't do that, but I'm just making an extreme example. And appropriate sharing of what's real and true and authentic for you, which is what Lisa did, which is, hey, I had some skepticism. I had some sticker shock. I had some holdback. I had some judgment. I had some resistance. And now it is finally clear. And now I am finally arrived in the mastermind. Stunning. Just 30 seconds, 60 seconds. And stunning in terms of, usually when we join a group, we're never 100% in. We are a percentage in, and we come in stages. And so you just role model for us, Lisa, coming in stages. So I wanted to acknowledge that as well. Vikas, did you want to speak, or otherwise I will remute you again.
Am I on?
You are.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Heather. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. And thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. I'm going to, just looking forward to, I'm trying to figure out a lot of things. I thought I knew where I was going, but I think I've had kind of a shift in priorities, so I'm just looking to, you know, maybe find my purpose. And just, I think some people kind of were sharing it, that it's all about whatever happens, it all happens for the best, knowing that there's always hope, and whatever goes on, there's a learning lesson, and it's there to help clarify where I should be going. And sometimes I feel like it's one thing at a time. Sometimes I feel like the one thing is connected to many other things. but I also learned to remind myself to laugh and love and so I appreciate it. I know every day it's always a learning experience. And by the way, it was great meeting you in Denver.
Blessings, Vikas. Beautiful on both accounts. On your PS of when in doubt, love and laugh. And on your intro piece of many of us are finding that purpose. And among others, week two will be great for that for you. And feel free to jump ahead even and listen to that audio first if it calls to you. Many of us are revamping. And there is power in clearing your slate of who you think you are, so that you can actually craft yourself anew. So well done.
Thank you.
Blessings. We are at the top of the hour. I will officially wrap up. Others are signing off. And what a blessed PS of really manifesting the vibration of this mastermind. So blessings to each and every one of you.
And you too, Heather.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, Heather.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you, Heather.
Gratitude to all.